Michael Ramos grew up in a small Texas town listening to the loping cumbia music with his parents and Bad Company with his friends. He learned to play synthesizer, percussion, and trumpet. He mastered the sound-bending techniques of electronica. For years, he tried to be the ideal sideman. Then he started his own group called Charanga Cakewalk, and Ramos recorded with the likes of John Mellencamp, the Bodines, and the Rembrandts. But the instrument that got him his biggest breaks was also the one that brought him back to his roots. As part of the series Musicians in Their Own Words, Michael Ramos describes how that happened.
You know, the accordion, it's one of those things, you know, I love it and I hate it. Growing up, it was one of those things. It was like, man, it wasn't an electric guitar, it wasn't an electric bass, it wasn't a drum set or a synthesizer, you know. And whenever I was a kid, we'd go to these Mexican dancers or whatever, and you'd have one band sitting there playing really cool Carlos Santana stuff, and the next band we'd see some old guy dragging out the accordion, and we're like, okay, let's go get a Coke. I've been a sideman my entire career, and because of the accordion, you know, I've gotten to work with guys like Paul Simon or the Rembrandts, and you know, I play with Patty Griffin and I use it in Patty's group. There was a Spanish tune that I recorded at my house for her. It's called Mil Besos.
Yo sé que los mil besos que te da tu en la boca.
And seeing the response that it got from people made me think, okay, you know what, maybe I can pull it off and do it for myself. Cumbia, anybody can move to it regardless of what kind of music you're into. I'm Mexican and I'm from Texas, and it's sort of like the national groove of Mexico and Texas. The thing that I always like to focus on is the guira, you know, it's like the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Or, you know, like the little wood block. And they call that caballito, which means little horse. So if you can imagine like a little horse, you know, like prancing along. Every once in a while, I'll hear a song and it will just take me someplace. And it's like a little deja vu. I was envisioning myself like maybe walking down a dirt road somewhere in a jungle, you know, everything's wet. The name of that tune is Bayesa. Of course, I also used the trumpet. I won't say I was trying to give it a bullfight flair, but it was sort of that bravado, you know, that mariachi kind of thing. But at the same time, I tried to make it sort of otherworldly, almost like an imaginary beer joint somewhere. Lost my dad about 4 years ago, and he was just a phenomenal dancer. And he and my mom together, they just glided across the dance floor. We didn't even have to be anywhere. It could be on a Sunday afternoon and some song comes on TV or something, and there they are, whisking around. I can still see my mom's skirt flowing around in the kitchen. That song, Románticos Desesperados, Hopeless Romantics, I really try to close my eyes and just imagine them spinning around to that one. To me, it's all connected. The old with the new, all the new stuff comes from the old stuff. And you use it all together and keep mixing it up, and that's how things evolve. When you see like modern Mexican artists, even in their most avant-garde work, you still see the same themes, the same colors, the same ideas and the same passion and all that. And I kind of like to think that maybe at some point my work will be interpreted that way.
Michael Ramos and the sounds of Churanga Cakewalk. We heard from him as part of the series Musicians in Their Own Words, produced by David Schulman and NPR's Jeffrey Freimanwire. The first CD from Ramos and Churanga Cakewalk is called Loteria de la Cumbia Lounge. The title reflects his desire to create something that's part electronic, part organic, and that also owes something to the spirit of Mexican bingo. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep will be back Monday. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.